You're listening to A Stranger Podcast, www.thestranger.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to Setlist. This is our weekly podcast where we go down the list of all the bands playing in Seattle this week and we pick out a few little gems to play you. My name's Ari Spool.
Hey, I'm Megan Teeling.
Did you know that if you are a band, you can get on this podcast by making yourself a bands page at www.thestranger.com/bands?
Totally free.
It's totally free. It's like a MySpace, except it's on the Stranger. So, let's get right into this.
We should.
I think. We got some clapping. Really, that was Megan clapping. And that wasn't like some sort of outward applause. That was just self-congratulating applause.
We don't have a studio audience.
Yeah. This isn't the Cosby Show.
if it were, I'd be Rudy. The first band that we're listening to, Paper Dolls.
Paper Dolls, they're great. It's like, I think they sound kind of like the Breeders.
I
don't know. Anyways, you'll find out. You can form your own goddamn opinion, for Christ's sake.
Way to tell people what to think. I also like that they're playing with a band called Stevie Nicks and the Cute Lepers.
Well, it's weird because the Cute Lepers is a side project of some of the people in the Girls. But I don't know who Stevie Nicks is.
Steve E. Nicks. I thought that was a DJ.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's all like, you know, when
it'll be a little surprise. They're playing at the Funhouse on Friday. The Manipulators and the Heels are also on the show.
The Paper Dolls are also playing at the Comet on Sunday with Top 10, The Suspicions and the Histrionics. So that's kind of
They're the stars this week. Two
they
shows.
Got a twofer.
Wow. A twofer. The song is called Maybe Never.
You can look for me downtown. You can look for me all around. You can look for me by. I'll never see me again.
Gerard. The song was called Resonate. He's playing at Ground Zero on Friday with Speaker Speaker, Fires to the East. It's an all-ages show, of course, because it's over at Ground Zero.
Yeah, and that band, I think that, I don't know, we don't know how to say your name, Gerard. I was saying it with Gerard.
Gerard?
But that's kind of awkward, so maybe it's Gerard.
I'm going to say Gerard. I know him. I've met him. He's nice. He's friends with some friends of mine.
He's there. Nice.
There's my name dropping for the episode.
Yeah, I know, right? Would you stop dropping your names? Everybody's just
hurt.
Your friend. You refer to yourself in the third person.
So I feel really bad that I don't know how to say his last name.
Yeah, I kind of feel bad too. I'm sorry.
But I do like his music. It's a solo project for him.
Yeah, he kind of sounds like a girl when he sings. But I don't think it's like in a bad way. You know, like he's just got that like kind of high voice going on. But he also kind of sounds like Wayne Coyne from the Flaming Lips.
A little bit.
In some songs, he sounds more like Wayne Coyne. In some songs, he sounds more like a girl.
We should move on to the next band that we're going to insult.
I know, right?
It's called The Apple War.
Yeah, they're playing at the Blue Moon with Junk Mail. And the Blue Moon's free.
So you always?
Always.
Always and
pretty
forever.
Pretty much always. Sometimes it's not, but they'll tell you.
It's actually a cool place to see shows. It gets a bad rap and people are like, the Blue Moon, but it's in the University District, so it's kind of a trek if you live like on the hill or in Ballard or whatever, but it's free and it sounds good. It sounds fun. And it's
like a little bar. And you can get like cheap food in the U District. The U District gets kind of a bad rap, I think, but I like it there.
The first time you like something, Ari Spool.
That is not true.
I'm just kidding.
I picked all these songs today, and I like all of them.
It's true. And The Apple War is the song we're going to hear next, right?
Yeah. Organ Song.
Thank you.
That was Lunbros. The track is labeled on their band's page as 09 Paybacks, but I bet it's just Paybacks.
Yeah, I bet 09 is the track that it is.
I know. They should have edited that. Oh, so sloppy.
You're so...
So inefficient.
You're so precise and...
And perfect in every way. I know. Isn't it crazy?
They're playing at the Sunset on Sunday.
They sure are with the Bug Nasties, Ape City R&B, and the Koloff. And that's another show where every band has had a band page. And so we had to, like, you know, kind of just, it was luck of the draw that we played Lunbros.
We would pick one, yeah. Yeah. But you can go to the band's page.
Yeah, stranger. You can go to the rest.
Stranger.com/bands.
Mm-hmm.
And hear the Bug Nasties.
Yeah.
Ape City R&B.
And the Koloffs.
And you can search by band name, so yeah. You don't have to, you know,
so you should check out the rest of the bands playing that show. Before that was Brandon Daniel and Everyone Gets Laid. That's a great brand name. And
brand name?
Band name. Well, hey, it's like a brand, you know, it's like
it is a
the
brand
modern
name.
The modern marketing world, like a band name is really just your brand and you got to put it out
it's
everywhere.
True.
Oh, God.
Advertising
hate bands
is
that
the
talk
beast.
Like that. They're like, yeah, like what's the like Cartel?
What?
I feel like that band Cartel is like doing a lot of branding.
That band, like cow branding?
No.
Never mind.
recording?
They're playing at the Skylark on Saturday. I keep getting off topic. Brayden Daniel, that is playing at the Skylark on Saturday with Quaker Gun and the Diets.
Yeah. So the Skylark is another free place to see shows. We're doing a little tour.
They also have all ages shows once a week, don't they?
Yeah, every Sunday, which is pretty sick. This one, not an all ages show.
It's like the all ages shows are earlier, right?
Yeah, they're at 7, and then the regular shows start at 9.
So like Brayden Daniel probably go on around 9:30 or so.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I didn't look. I don't remember what order all right. it was. But yeah, I mean that's a good place to see shows. They have food there and stuff too, so you can.
It's a little cafe.
Yeah, you can go on Sunday if you're all ages. You can go and grab dinner while you're seeing the band because it's earlier.
Nice.
So that's pretty cool.
So this next band, Priests and Paramedics.
Yeah, we just found them today.
Yeah, you were stoked about these guys.
Yeah, we they're playing a show at the Central with Marrow and Dialogue. And, you know, it's funny. It's funny when once in a while we find something new. Like, all these bands, you know, I've been seeing their names around for a while, but this one I hadn't seen in
never heard of them either.
Yeah, we poked around, decided I like this song, The Places You Keep Me In. It's kind of cool, and if you go to their band's page, they're asking for people to help them choose the songs that they're going to put on their albums, because they don't know which ones.
They can't self-edit. They're too close to the material.
Yeah, it's hard. And if you can't afford, like, a producer or True. Something like that, how do you make those decisions?
So you vote for this song.
Yeah, I vote for this song.
Places You Keep Me In.
Yeah.
I would travel to the places that you keep me in. And I would read little notes to write. This is where I belong, so you'll never forget. Don't you worry, you're a pretty little head. Cause I will never let you be alone. Don't you worry, you're a pretty little head. Cause I will never let you be alone. If I could get inside your head, I would darken all the places that are cruel to you. And I would patch all the holes and let your nightmares seep into your little consciousness. Don't you worry, you're a pretty little head. Cause I will never let you be. Don't you worry, you're a pretty little head. Cause I will never let you be alone. Don't you worry, you're a pretty little head. Cause I will never let you be alone.
Why?
That was Hey Marseille. The song is called Two Travels and Trunks. They're playing at the Comet on Monday with Ketman, Caravelle, and Wimble Weather. I think it's interesting that this band, Hey Marseille, is being played on the same set list as K. Gerard, because you think they both sound like Wayne Coyne.
I don't know. Maybe it, because the Flaming Lips are coming to town, we've been talking about them a lot, because mm-hmm. everyone loves the Flaming Lips. But I don't, so maybe I have it on the brain. But yeah, I kind of think that this guy sounds like Wayne Coyne too, which is funny because we're just like, we go through and we listen to a lot of stuff, but it's just kind of luck in the draw and what we're clicking on, you know, and deciding to listen to. And it was just like weird. How did I come up with two Wayne Coynies?
You also think he sounds like Ben Gibbard though.
Yeah.
He was my boyfriend.
Yeah.
No, he's not husband. Really my boyfriend. Yeah, he's my husband.
Well, I mean, like, if you cut out his face and put it on your, like, blow-up doll, does that make him your boyfriend?
I actually don't have a blow-up doll, thank you very much, and I don't like Ben Gibbard that way. I just want him to sit and have lunch with me and sing songs. No, yeah. I think Ben Gibbard has an amazing voice.
Yeah.
And if anybody is going to be compared to him, then that is a huge compliment.
Yeah.
So for you to say that this guy sings like Ben Gibbard, I think is very flattering.
You go, guy, in
Hey Marseille. Hey Marseille. We don't know.
Whatever the hell your name is.
We should give away some block party tickets.
Oh, should we ever?
Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
We've given away two pairs already.
Yeah.
It's been very successful. You people obviously want tickets to the block party. I don't know if that means because everybody wants to go or if you're just too broke to pay.
Well, probably both.
Perhaps.
Yeah, I don't know.
We don't need to run down the lineup. I mean, yeah, Spoon Against Me, Silver Sun Pickups, a bunch of local bands, Kane Hodder, Speaker. Who else is playing? D Black, Dime Def.
I don't need to say anything. It's going to be ridiculous.
Friday and Saturday.
And despite all the great music, I mean, it's already a fucking fun party.
It's true.
Like,
there's food, there's drinks, beer gardens.
On the pavement.
You get very sunburned.
Yeah, I get a yearly annual
sunburn. We should
give
people a thing of suntan lotion, too, or sunblock.
People should give when they me get tickets. Sunblock.
You're going to turn into a giant freckle.
They should just roll me in, like, flour and butter, and then I would just fry, and then you could eat me by the end of the day. That's what happens. It's really gross. Anyways.
Visuals.
Do you get it? I'm really pale. They don't even know what we look like.
It's true.
We're both really pale and blonde.
We're adorable.
And really hot.
I'm just saying. but the way we've been giving away these tickets, like, you can't just email for the tickets and that would be that. No, you have to work for them because,
you know,
we're
we
assholes.
Hate you.
And so this week it's a fill in the blank. It's another fill in the blank because fill in the blanks are fun.
These are
and they
funny.
Often get hilarious results.
Yeah.
And you came up with this week's. You've come up with all of them actually.
Yeah.
But this week is my favorite, I think. Can I read it? Because I think it's so fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So what you have to do, you have to send us an email to setlist@thestranger.com.
And you can send us an email for any reason.
Right.
If you just want to, like, chat, tell us about your day.
You can do that. We do that. We write back.
We have no life.
It's true. But setlist@thestranger.com. Mm-hmm. Setlist is all one word with that. In the if you want tickets, say contest in the subject line so we know that we're looking for you to give tickets to. And then you have to fill in the blank. I wish Britt Daniel from Spoon would...
Dot, dot, dot.
What do you want him to do?
I don't know.
I want him to stop playing music. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. I really like...
No, I wish Britt Daniel from Spoon would, you know, barbecue me an entire pig.
Wow. Like luau style?
Yeah, yeah.
Like extra points if he wears a coconut bra and grass skirt.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, just kind of riff off of that, you guys. Like, we want to have some brainstorming going on.
Yeah.
Maybe a little thinking outside the box.
A little bit.
Get back to our marketing roots right here.
And then we'll let you know. We'll contact you if you've won. And you get a pair of tickets to the Capitol Hill Block Party. Can I talk about the next song now?
Yeah.
Because I'm really excited about it. It's from this week's Band of the Week, and I chose them because I love them. And I saw them at the High Dive last week. They played with Blue Light Curtain, who are also pretty great. And I'd never actually seen them live before, and I was very impressed. But I didn't pick them for Band of the Week. I picked this band for Band of the Week. They're called The Hungry Pines, and they're fantastic, and they've gotten so much better over the course of the past 6 or 7 months that I've been seeing them every once in a while live. It's fronted by a woman named Irene, who has a voice that's sort of Chrissy Hynde, sort of... She gets a little PJ Harvey-ish at times. She can get a little deep. She can, it kind of wavers a little bit.
Feminista.
It's super hot. Like, it's impossible to not have a crush on this girl, I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, the guitars can get kind of intricate, but then they kind of get, like, moody, and then they kind of build up to this, like, explosive point. Like, it's really great stuff. This song is called Blood Eagle. You should see them live, because that's where they shine. But if you go to Line Out, The Stranger... music
blog.
I posted a video of the last performance that they did at the High Dive, and then you can hear songs on the band's page, and I recommend that you check them out because they're one of my new favorite local bands right now.
Awesome
I'm stoked.
All right,
so yeah, it's called Blood Eagle.
Thanks for listening to Setlist, everybody.
Enter to win tickets.
Woo!